Okay, we're in session. 7:05.
Mostly we pay the bills, pay the payroll, and sign the minutes.
I second that motion.
There you go. Unanimous.
Well, David
Have you
doing
met
that.
David?
Yes,
Okay.
DPW or Highway Department.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, that moves us into open forum. We got here just in time, man. You sit out in the parking lot, watch the little
Yeah, that's the one to it. That's probably still us for installing for each pet. We do not want the mending pet.
No.
We need a clarinet one.
Clarence, then, is it?
Yeah.
You know, one clarinet or two clarinet?
North, not before. North clarinet.
Is that where he's going? You're talking about?
Yeah. Well, they got all their product down here.
Did it change? What did we pay last year? Remember off the top of your head?
16.
So it didn't change much.
No, it's about 17.50 plus $130 an hour in trucking.
Do they carry any heavy stuff like Wallingford?
Yeah.
They do? Yeah.
Yeah, they go all the way to.
Might be a little shorter trip, wouldn't it?
That's a
It's about the
better.
same.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a better road, though, for the most part.
Well,
Once you get to Middletown.
this morning was rough. Come on, broke it over.
Probably not about trying to be a little shorter.
Where's the
Huh?
where's the bus from?
South.
That's our winter.
The construction side of us.
Yeah, that's the winter stone that we've been putting on, or we put on the roads this past year. And I did not hear any. Have you heard any complaints on that other than the first lady when John Henry's sander broke?
No.
Yeah, I have not had. I've
No,
had a
actually,
couple. I've had some good comments. You
people
know.
like it, actually.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. What's the verdict on our mud situation? Which I still haven't had any complaints on that either. So that's a.
Well, yeah. Came around about Florida way, but Burks. Up there, right in front of the barn.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. Yesterday, Doug and I went up there with the grader and cupped it off, and I got a load of stone from sticking. Took up there, put that in there, and today I went and got a couple loads of sure pack and covered the stone up. And stuff, and got two more loads of stone. But he is making gravel and stuff now, too, so.
How was the stuff for stone?
Very skinny. He told me he had two loads. I got one load yesterday and I about wiped him out. And then I got two loads today. And he would have played catch up if I had just kept falling back and forth. So
his Holcomb got any?
I don't even think he's.
I mean, I don't think he's running the pit, but I didn't know if he had to have any.
Last time was Stanley Baja his stone last fall, so they could crush him.
Okay. We did get a compliment from guy who lives up beyond there.
Steve?
The new guy.
Charlie
Recknagle, yeah. Yes. He was very, very happy. He called me up specifically to tell me that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, Doug and I went out and checked it out. His wife was walking down the road with her dog. And
apparently she's got some kind of small car or something.
Yeah. It's an all-wheel drive, but she's just afraid it would drag. And so they were in the process of bringing it out. We're going to leave it down to some friends and then just ride the side-by-side back and forth.
Yeah, they were going.
We fixed it while she was gone to Rutland, so I didn't see her vehicle sitting down there.
Yeah, she was going to leave it at Raymond's place down there by High Chaparral.
Yeah.
Or what he said, but then they decided they could take it home. So, yes, he was very happy. He's the first one to call and complain, but he's also the first one to call when we do something right.
Right. You know, I've never heard him complain. He come from Middletown. He thinks we do super compared to where he comes from.
So,
he
usually has to call me twice because his phone comes, it doesn't have his name, it just comes up as a number, something number Hawaii. I don't know a toll in Hawaii. I told him, I said, why don't you put your name on there so I know who it is? That way I won't hang up on you.
Yeah. He's the one that had a tree.
He
to come down.
And he just joined the fire department.
Yeah.
Well, a while ago.
Other than that, and I know last year we had Stanley Hollis graveling on weekends and stuff so we could have it available. I'd like to do that again this year, even though it's a couple of hours more of a yard for him to truck it. And at least we're not planning a project and going in a yard and there's nothing there. You can.
You know, I kind of shoot you guys in the foot if you're going to do something and then you got to haul gravel and you can't do what you want to do.
Yeah. So that worked out pretty good.
I don't have any issue with you, Paul. I don't have any issue with Stanley hauling gravel in there on his spare time or whatever.
Okay. About it. The roads are actually settling down that night.
They seem to be. I've been watching. I haven't been on any of them because I haven't been working, but I've been watching down. That usually turns into a mild quagmire down here, and it looks dry to me.
Yeah. I know when you go past Roger Shad's barn here, right after you turn on the Lamb Hill, you get up into the corner, and usually it humps right up big time. And that never happened this year, and we got the cracks, and it did break through, and even right there by Paul's, the dirt is dry. It's not mud like it usually is when you pump it.
The road's fine by my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly that's one of the big advantages of using the stone. That's what everybody says. They don't give them the slime mud, the slimy mud, because there's basically no salt with it, or not as much salt.
Right. Well, there isn't any in this.
Yeah.
Probably so hard and bust it outside. But,
boy, it's nice to drive on.
Yeah.
When it's slippery, it's nice.
Sucks when I had to put it on a blacktop. But usually, you get that wet snow and it comes right off just as easy as it went on. So.
I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah. Don't want salt?
I got one load yesterday.
From Cargo? Barrett?
It's from Barrett, but it's not from Cargo. Cargo apparently didn't get any of the bids in southern Vermont this year. They got some stuff in northern Vermont. I guess, but so they're not, they weren't trucking it in over to the Rutland Depot. And I called them up and complained twice, and she, the girl that I talked to said, oh, well, they're claiming you guys aren't giving them any salt. So they're going to other places. They're going to Cranston, Rhode Island, place down in Massachusetts, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. My load yesterday came from Portsmouth.
Well, why didn't we sign a contract for them if they
because they were gonna truck it to Barrett, and Barrett's the carrier, so they so I don't know. She knew I weren't happy with them anyways.
Would be my suggestion, Sherry, that you mark your calendar for like next August to talk about salt, road salt.
But every carrier was in the same.
So we have a little time to see who's got what and how much it's going to be, and
yeah,
get some kind of verbiage that they're going to have it from one end of winter to the other end of winter.
I googled Appalachian, who the state uses, and well, they use both.
But, the what?
Appalachian, and they're anywhere from 85 to 105 a ton, depending on the area that you're in.
So it's not much different.
No, no, but it's just the availability. Everyone was shipping it to, I'm sure a bunch of it went down south, but. I mean, New York State, they dump it on like the water.
Have you talked to anybody
where
in Granville?
Just Tommy Beebe with the village. And
yeah, I don't
they
know.
They were having issues getting it.
I don't know if they get involved in that or if they get it through the town or I don't know what they do, the village. I can't figure out the whole snow removal program over there. Got a bunch of guys running around little pickup trucks. It makes
a lot
sense
of them, a lot of towns. Like Hampton, they'll do a lot with the county. They share a lot of equipment stuff. So,
well, I was going to ask, and I still can. I was going to ask the guy that died. I see him.
Yeah.
Scott there.
Scott Taylor. Yeah.
I can't ask him. And then, what's his name? Mark Kretzer retired. But I was going to ask
he's
him.
Not. He had so much time saved up that he took basically since December.
Yeah.
To use his time. And then at the end of March, he was supposed to retire, but they offered him that position. So I don't know if he's going to.
God, he seems awful young to retire.
So I don't know. I haven't caught up with it. I see him every now and then. And usually I see him once a week and I haven't seen him in a month.
Yeah.
And our paths will cross and I'll look. Pick his brain a little bit and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, but I mean, the road seemed to be settling down, and
good.
Of course, the wind and the sun all last 2 days also.
I think we're done with the sun now for a while. I don't know. I haven't been able to watch the weather tonight.
Okay. Get some showers tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night's supposed to be a little heavier and cool off. Get some snow Friday. Snow Saturday night. Sunday.
Think about snow.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
At least not. At least not having to
stay very long, anyways.
No, but I got a pretty good hill. Like driveway is a long driveway, and I don't even.
Then it will help that, you know, a couple inches of snow will help. Slow rock coming out.
Our culverts are all open and
yeah,
go for it.
Well, seem to be doing.
Yeah, what's his name? He's asked me about three times there. A kid that used to work for you, now he's running the ball there.
Hey, Clark?
Clark, yeah. You clean your culverts out yet? I said, I was quite sure he's checking it. I got your I have his spring summer plan.
Oh.
That's not on the desk there. I forgot to show it to you.
And maybe plus or minus.
Oh, I think I saw it. Actually, I think it was in the folder.
Well, it might
Yeah,
be.
I had it. I had shared it with
It's kind of fun.
Might be.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Oh, I added your numbers up. It's $527 for that. I don't know if you're aware of the deal that happened at the park, Lakeside Park.
Yes, you informed me.
We're collecting the fees or so forth. Their labor to clean the mess up was $527. They took down one of the flowering trees in the Boy Scout deal.
Cut the top off of one of them, too.
I got a call into Leone at
Yeah, Springs.
Manning Springs to get a price on what a 3.5 inch flowering crab would cost, which
It would be pretty pricey, I'm sure.
she's supposed to get back to me on that. And then I talked to Zapata, and whatever they cut in the wetlands, which they cut three trees, I think.
Yeah, a
A
pine
pine
and
and
it's like
two
a
pines and a
ash
an
or some
ash or
sort of.
something. Anyways, you can bill them for them and make them replant them. Make them replant trees.
We can charge it up 10 times what the treaty actually worth. So.
So, Tom Cavino called me today. He said I was had your numbers, and I said I'm waiting for Mandy Spring, and then we'd sit down and discuss what we want to do.
Did they find out who the geniuses were that did it?
Oh yeah,
That's a good start.
he posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Facebook's a wonderful thing.
But I didn't know if they got the rest of them, just them.
The thing that parked me a little bit is I talked to Fran's next door neighbor, the guy that's got the newer house just north of Fran's.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, can't think of his last name.
Yo.
Italian name, but I can't remember what it
Where
is.
would you go?
Anyways, I talked to him, and he could see the park, just the way the lake cuts in there.
No.
He could see the parking area. He heard guys running around with trucks and stuff like that. I said, "Why didn't you call somebody?" "Well, I didn't know who to call. Fran wasn't here." I said, "Well, call me." But he will in the future call somebody.
Surprised no one heard of it. We're paying any attention to
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think about the chainsaw, I mean, Diane Rhodes running the chainsaw down there all the time. I don't even look up. So I don't know. We learned our lesson. I don't know if we need to put a gate up. There's a sign there that says it's closed from dusk to dawn, but obviously,
right.
we
Like a
have
patrol of ed.
appears to be a lot of dyslexic, illiterate people running around. Yes.
Mean, we were closed in it. Had a table of grass there. Someone would close it at night, and then we'd open it up in the morning when we came in. So,
Really not that practical.
I mean, the only thing you can do is you can put a gate up like Pat Kayaza has on his self store. It opens at such a
Yeah.
time and closes at such a time. I mean, that's somewhat pricey. You gotta have power.
That requires a meter.
I mean, actually, we haven't had
Maybe.
much trouble. I mean, it tipped over
No.
to John a couple times. But this deal here, this is just about
What
here.
right this?
Bullshit. I think
Stupid. Stupidness.
so,
I mean,
hopefully.
they still will have access water-wise to it anyway. They can come in off the lake
Yeah.
anytime, so.
I mean, I go in there sometimes when I don't so much anymore when I'm not dispatching. But when I was dispatching, before I went to Manchester or wherever, I'd take a ride up there, just go in there at midnight, 11 o'clock, just never very seldom ever saw anybody in there, any activity or anything. Scared the shit out of a bunch of guys who were fishing for
Long bullhead.
Bullheads, one night, one flying in there, but. No. Anyways, yeah, it is what it is, and hopefully we can make enough of an example and get it on websites and on maybe a little blurb in the Granville Sentinel or something once it comes to pass, and maybe that'll quiet things down for a while if some other genius thinks of it.
Yep.
Anything else, sir? Trucks are all good.
Don's dropped over. Don's getting a brake cam holder, camshaft holder. We drove one.
Okay. You know, we have all kinds of brake cans. We stock all that stuff now, lug
Yeah.
nuts, lug bolts, all that, a lot of
They
that kind
come
of
with the
stuff.
yokes on them. But if they don't come with the yokes on them, they're a pain in the butt. Then you gotta cut the rod and then hopefully you don't cut it too short.
I don't know. I
Ones
gotta
we
look.
get from the
I'm thinking they
lures
do.
come with the yoke
I've
on them.
unpacked enough of them, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I'll look tomorrow.
Yeah, we use the big ones. You
Something
are gonna
else.
be needing some more oil and stuff though, so.
Man, just give Skyler a holler and the guys in. Plus an owl, at least out today we sent out 4 barrels. You know, they're there at least twice, 3 times a week.
Okay.
And they still, he's got comparative prices over there, and I don't know what we're doing right, but there's nobody can touch the oil price. And it's name brand oil, you know, it's Gulf or whatever.
Yep.
All righty. Any big expenses coming? Any tires? Are we all good with tires and all that
Well,
stuff?
should be good with tires.
Grader's good with tires.
Yep.
Just don't like surprises. All right. Well, thank you. The only correspondence we got, I think, is what we already went over, which is the bill.
I do have
That's
something.
Dave's
Oh, I read this, yeah.
work list.
The trees in the park up there, Johnny Haynes said he'll cut them.
Which street? Where are we?
In St. Catherine Court.
Oh, the trailer park.
Yeah.
You scared me when you said park.
Yeah,
I'm
I
thinking
know. I do
we've
much
been through that
cutting
with Zapata, and I really didn't
No,
want to rock right
he came up with
back.
a price of $8,000 cut back group of trees, but
Oh.
pretty good sized dead elm, and they hang right over the trailer. They are in our right of way, and the owner of the trailer park said he was split. He'll pay for half, and we pay for half. Johnny thought he'd get to it sometime this month. Once all the snow got away and stuff.
We probably should call.
Wires involved and anything else.
There isn't any wires, is there?
There is. Well, that's why he's an insurance, so
I don't know.
pretty
We
good
probably should
hit.
wait and take a look at. So we're talking 4 grand for as far as work is concerned.
Right.
We probably ought to look and see where we stand with money.
Yeah, Nora sounded like she was getting a little panicky there
Oh,
at election time.
we just got a big bill from a lawyer on this.
Nora. Getting a little panicky.
Yeah, we just got a bill for the lawyer and.
Yeah, what did that amount to anyway? Was that part of the canal thing? Oh, no, I'm sorry, the
That's gonna
strike that from the record. He's looking at
no,
me.
he's got Italians on his mind.
Tamara,
Tamara.
Tamara.
All it involves. Yeah. I guess it's getting. I haven't heard anything from her. I haven't called her. She hasn't called me because that's a $200 bill. And but I do sit next to Gary, which is
their lawyer, and he was telling me, I mean, he doesn't, obviously he's got clients' preference, but he did tell me that he had been talking to Merrill, and I guess they've both been talking to the judge or whoever schedules this stuff, and it's getting very close to going to court.
Why would we be doing deposition on Jesse Lifeson? Why would the court be doing one?
That's command. We're not doing anything, Jesse Larson, as far as I know.
It was on the sheet.
Well, no, she had talked to him. Yeah. Yeah, she took his side of the story, just like she's got.
So apparently, when they do the court thing, then Sean probably pays for half, and we pay for half. Is that the way that works?
I don't know. This is new territory for me. I've managed to stay out of court so far.
I try to.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't see Gary until next month, but I'll I could call, I could email her. That's the cheapest way to talk to her. Or call her.
Like if it was
I can call her secretary and ask her to call her.
It seems to me if it was anything very important, she would have got a hold of a lot
of her. I knew she said she was going to take.
Probably no sense spending money, you don't need to.
Yeah, I just thought we wouldn't kick the dog and just lay in there in front of the fire sleeping. Just to see what happens next, which would be a bill.
She's a very well.
She's a very, very good attorney, but she's expensive. Other than that, the cemetery I have not heard a word on.
You ever in that surveyor's room today?
Okay, apparently he must have taken upon himself to hire another surveyor.
Quicker than the one down the street here, been acting.
This Cody Kicks came in today to drop off a map, and he said, oh, he said, you must be there going ahead. Somebody's, yeah.
Who was it?
Cody Hicks. He's,
oh, they did talk to Cody Hicks. Good.
No,
oh.
He didn't. He said he saw somebody in there, so.
Yeah, they
must be nobody got
supposedly, him. According to Eric, they talked to somebody in Rutland Surveying or Rutland Land, something or other. So hopefully they understand that they're paying for that. Because they didn't have, they canceled their meeting. So we have not had a meeting yet. And there's no date that I've seen. I haven't had their annual meeting in 2 years. But can't quite figure out. But
fine. Fine.
Town meeting, we haven't heard anything. What is the recount? 10 days?
I'm not sure.
You know what that is? 10 days for recount. I thought maybe we would get a recount on the town report thing because it only passed by one vote. But I haven't.
No, they just recount that night.
Yeah, about five times.
Yeah.
And it came out once. So once they got all the, they went through and they separated all the ballots, the yes and no's, they came out with the right number. And
so somebody doesn't have to call for a recount?
Yeah, somebody has to call, and I didn't know.
Oh, they, somebody did?
No.
No.
Oh. I did, they have a certain period of time. I think it's 10 days.
Oh, I said they have to contest it.
Yeah, they want to contest it and sit around and say, oh, we call them for 6 times. I got better things to do than call us up 6 times and get the same number. So anyways, yeah, that's that part of it. Salt, we talked about. Did you get a number on that, on a sand, buying a sander? For John,
no, they have not gotten back. Okay. We did reach out to them.
All right. And
I googled.
The only other thing that is my fault I haven't done yet is I haven't mailed a letter to them. Those three people with a water issue, one on Westlake Road, where the new garage is, and the one on Clayton Track, where the new garage is. and Mr. Cabrera, where his ditch is filled in again. Ditch keeps filling in. I know.
A little water and road ground was up there today. Not bad, but a little bit.
Never dug it out since he's built in.
Yeah.
Zach Cropper did a bunch of work up there. And he did it for me. He put.
Well, the one where the Zach took the stone in, that was, it was fine there. Wasn't any water in the road there.
No, exactly.
Where is that? That's the new garage?
No.
No, just before the new garage.
It's just past Kaz, it's on the left. I can't think of the guy's name right now.
Yeah, but. Red Cross from Gats. How old are you? Turn the door.
Oh, okay. Driveway. Is that Riley Red Green? Driveway. I mean, Riley Williams?
No, I think he's down further. He's down in Packard. He's in Boltley, I think.
Yeah, he must be. Yeah, he's beyond that. Anyways, that's all I have. Unless somebody else has something to come before us.
I do know.
No, I looked it up on the, it is within 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Vermont General.
We're a week today. I guess 3 more days. I haven't heard any rumblings or anything. Love it. Have you seen Dina in regard to any grant business?
No.
Okay.
I see her headed toward Danbolia today. There, let's come down more Pollard Road or Danby Pollard Road.
But she was talking about it, and I said, "Well, I said, I'd just as soon have you and Dave figure a time that works for the both of you, rather than me trying to figure out a time that works for me, you, and him." Well, she said she would do that, so.
Oh, did you get your talent straightened out?
I don't know, I haven't seen Tammy.
So I guess not. Oh, or does she have it, Johnson?
She got it.
Oh, okay.
Unless she brought it in and dropped it off.
No, Jenny's birthday. I wish her a happy birthday today.
I did too.
Me too.
And I don't know where Gina stands on the library as far as the storm windows and or the ramp at this point in time. Did run into Frank from West Paula.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you.
And he was telling me that it's, you shouldn't have any problem getting, you got on the library. Shouldn't have any problem getting grants for that. He said, we're working on it. I was over here. I said, I gotta get back to the store.
Does he stop in to see you now and then? Oh, good.
Anyways, I would entertain a motion if nobody has any legal business to come before us this evening.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I second that motion.
Unanimous.
Okay.
You're getting, right, you're getting into this. I haven't heard anything from anybody on your